And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Although the dashing young man named Oliver Wilson, who returned with Rupert Barlow's secretary, Julia Dixon, from Bermuda for a visit at Rupert's estate, declares that he is madly in love with Julia, she doesn't know that he is courting the glamorous Claudia Vincent, whom he believes to be an heiress, striving for a stage career under an assumed name. And so now we find Julia, happy over her new love, talking to wealthy Rupert Barlow while having tea on the shady lawn back of Rupert's Long Island estate.
Oh, this is very pleasant, Julia. It's been a long time since just you and I have spent an afternoon so peacefully.
Yes. It's been a very long time, Rupert.
We ought to do it more often. It's quite a relief from all the chatter when other people are around.
I don't suppose there'll be much time for this sort of thing from now on.
Oh, and just why not, I'd like to know.
I don't suppose I'll be around so very much longer.
What? What the devil are you talking about?
Never mind, Rupert. I'm not quite ready to say any more right now.
Well, what is all this mysterious nonsense? Just when we're having a few peaceful moments, you try to spoil the whole mood. I swear, Julia, I don't understand you these days.
I wonder if you ever did understand me, Rupert.
Well, of course I did. Nobody understands you any better than I do.
I hate to think that, Rupert. It would make my outlook seem so hopeless.
Yeah. I've never heard you talk like this. You know perfectly well that I'm utterly devoted to you, that there's no one in the whole world who means as much to me. Why, I depend on you entirely. Without you, I'd be lost.
Rupert, that's so typical. Even when you try to tell me of your devotion, it always comes back to the same thing. You'd be lost without me. You depend on me. It's never that you love me, that you want to be with me. Don't you see what an empty declaration that is to a woman?
I don't see anything of the sort. Who have you been talking to put such ideas into your head?
Don't you suppose they've been there for a long time?
Well, you've never talked like this before. Not till you brought that wretched young whippersnapper back here.
Now, it's no good blaming Oliver Wilson for your own pallid behavior. He's certainly not to blame.
Well, he's a confounded nuisance. Now that I think of it, just where is this Greek god of yours at the moment? Where has he been all day, for that matter?
Oh, Oliver had a few errands to attend to.
What do you mean, errands? What could he have to do, I'd like to know, that would take all day?
Well, I don't know. I didn't ask. He wanted to borrow your car, and I gave him permission.
Oh, fine. I'm so glad you're helping him make free with my property.
Rupert, I hope I didn't overstep my bounds in giving him the car.
Well, now, you know that's not what I mean. Anything I have is yours, Julia. But just how long is this visitation going to go on, I'd like to know.
Not long, Rupert. In fact, I'm sure it won't be nearly as long as you expect.
Well, that's a blessed relief, isn't it?
I expect it is. I know that I'm entirely happy about the prospect.
You are? Well, good for you, Julia. I always did know you had plenty of good common sense. It'll be a relief to have that fellow out from underfoot. We'll be free to settle back into our regular routine.
Well, Rupert, I don't think it'll be quite the same.
Oh, I know.
There will be one major change.
What change is that?
Can't you guess? Oh, Rupert, you're entirely blind. Can't you understand why I'm so excited these days? Because suddenly my life is about to change. I don't know where I'll be or how I live, but I do know this. I'll be loved, Rupert. Do you know what that means? To have someone who'll give you the devotion you crave for. Someone who wants to be with you always. Who puts you above everyone else.
No, look here, Julia. Hold on a minute. You wouldn't be foolish enough to... Julia, you're not serious about this, Wilson.
Why not, Rupert? He's in love with me.
But it's crazy. Why, he's nothing but an upstart. He's nothing at all. How does he expect to support you?
Oh, we'll manage. Don't you worry.
Well, Julia, I can't believe this. I won't permit it.
There's nothing you can do, Rupert. This is one time in your life when all your money means nothing. I'm sorry, my dear. But that's how it is. Now, if you don't mind, I must go back to the house to see that my instructions have been carried out. Dinner will be at the usual time, dear, if you care to be present.
Rupert stares in disbelief as Julia Dixon walks toward the house. And his heart sinks at the prospect of having his comfortable life changed. At the same time, on the beach near Rosehaven, where the Nobles live, we find Mary coming out of the water to join Tom Bryson, playwright and family friend, on the sand. And we hear...
Oh, that was wonderful, Tom. I've never known the water to be so refreshing. I can't tell you how glad I am you stopped by this afternoon.
Well, that goes double, Mary. Seems the only way I can ever see you these days is to send without any warning.
Oh, that's not true. All you have to do is call me anytime and I'll fly to your side.
Oh, this I'd like to see. Here now, then. Now, let me straighten this beach towel out. Oh, it's all wrinkled and sandy.
No, it's all right. It's just fine. Oh, I feel perfectly wonderful right now.
And you look wonderful, honey. Yeah, but that's old stuff. How are you making out these days?
All right, I guess.
Well, that doesn't sound too convincing. How's the lovely Claudia now that she's about to appear on Broadway?
You'll have to ask Larry. He's the authority on Claudia Vincent.
Ouch. That sounds pretty bitter.
Yes, I suppose it does. And I am rather bitter about Claudia. It's like it's all I can do to speak her name without frothing at the mouth.
Well, good for you. At least when you show signs of temper, I don't worry so much. Is Larry still goggle-eyed about the girl?
He's behaving like a child. She's got him absolutely spellbound. Every time I say anything about her, he blows up. Makes me furious, Tom. And it scares me so.
Oh, Mary, now don't. It'll work out all right. Now, you just stay mad, but don't lose your nerve. Larry will get good and tired of Claudia. Soon. You'll see.
But, Tom, you don't know what it's like having that woman in my own home, having to be nice to her, watching her make a play for Larry. She's staking everything on her ability to make him fall in love with her. It's her big chance, Tom. She'll move heaven and earth to get him.
And what about you? Aren't you rating yourself pretty low? I should think you'd be more than a match for a dozen Claudia Vincents.
I have some pride, Tom. I won't resort to a pitched battle with any woman for my own husband.
I should think you'd fight harder for your own husband than for someone else's.
What a... Oh. Oh. Stop turning words around, Tom Bryson. You know perfectly well what I mean.
Sure, sir. But just keep your sense of humor, baby. This will all work out. Now wait and see. And you know that I'm the last person to say so. Because if it didn't work out, and perhaps I could stand a chance with it.
Oh, Tom, you're sweet. But this is really serious. If something isn't done soon, I don't know what'll happen to Larry and me.
Well, maybe we can think of something. Now, let's see.
Oh, Maud Marlowe's been doing her best. Well, I know I shouldn't laugh, but she really has worked out a wicked idea. Even though I'm sure it won't work.
Well, what is it?
Well, the other day at Rupert Barlow's garden party, Maud got Claudia aside and told her that Oliver Wilson, a handsome young man who's visiting there, is actually the son of a tremendously rich and powerful British family.
Oh, is he?
No, he's just a charming young wastrel, as far as I know. But after Maud finished with Claudia, she turned to Oliver and gave him the story that Claudia was breaking into the theater under an assumed name, and that actually she's one of the wealthiest heiresses in this country.
Nice bit of intrigue. What's the result?
Well, I don't suppose there is any. But it was a nice try. Come on, Tom. Let's get back to the house. I've talked enough about myself and my family. Let's go home and listen to some music.
It's a good idea. Here, let me help you up.
Thanks.
Mary, listen to me just for a minute. Don't ever forget that I love you.
Tom, don't. Please.
All right. But don't ever forget.
Later the same evening, as Larry returns to his dressing room after the first act curtain, he finds a note on his dressing table. And picking it up, he reads,
"Darling, I have a great many things to do to get ready for the opening. So I've left. I'm sure you'll understand that there's nothing to be gained by waiting around till you've finished. So please don't wait for me. I'll see you backstage tomorrow. Signed, Claudia." Now, where the devil could she be? What does she mean she'll see me tomorrow? What about tonight? How's she going to get home? What is all this? And she's opening in the part day after tomorrow.
Larry Noble shrugs with annoyance, and then sits down at his dressing table to freshen his makeup on this hot summer night. In the meantime, where is Claudia Vincent? Well, be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.